This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 24, 2026. Nigeria's middleman has raised funding from the Lagos Angel Network to simplify Africa-China trade, disclosing $1.6 million in volume. What matters here is the read on this signal. As we've argued at Tech Cocoon, disclosed transaction volumes and take rates are key indicators of a company's health. For a builder looking to enter this space, the implication is that they need to focus on building a strong settlement layer, not just a slick interface, to compete with players like middlemen. This raises a question: can a company like Mica, which just raised a pre-seed to fix insurance distribution in Nigeria, apply similar principles to its own business? Mica's model is what to interrogate here. As our position on fintech suggests, consumer apps are cheap to launch, but brutal to defend. And integration depth is expensive to build. For an operator like Mica, the implication is that they need to think carefully about how they'll build a durable business, perhaps by focusing on the underlying plumbing of insurance distribution, rather than just the interface. In contrast to Mica's early-stage funding, Zimmy has raised $2.6 million to build EV fleet infrastructure in South Africa, led by the DBSA. The development bank lead shapes the read on this deal. As we've argued, debt funding from institutional lenders can be a stronger signal of health than equity rounds. For an investor considering Zimmy's space, the implication is that they should look for companies with strong underlying assets and a clear path to profitability, rather than just chasing trendy sectors like EVs. As we think about the broader venture landscape, Anara's $48 million raise for a North African impact fund is a reminder that EU public institutions are a key part of the ecosystem. This raises a standing question for us: which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital, and what changes when they do? For a builder or operator looking to tap into this capital, the implication is that they need to think about how they can work with local institutions and regulators to build a more sustainable funding ecosystem. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.